Hello, this is Pablo.
Hi, Pablo. It's Nadine Medina with Local Splash. Are you busy?
I can talk.
Oh, okay. I wanted to check in with you because I know you wanted to take a look over your finances, right? Did you take a look at the email I had sent you that day after we spoke? It was about first page placement on Google.
Yes, I remember. Let me find
okay.
It real quick.
Okay. Yeah, because I sent it to you that same day. In fact, I'll tell you when I sent it. It was sent on March 5th.
Yes, I found it.
Okay.
Looking over it right now.
Yeah, I know that your main concern was knowing if financially, because I know that you had mentioned, I have to take a look at my finances to make sure, because I think you had made some investments, right? So,
yes.
So I know that that was one of the main concerns, you know, was taking a look at the finances in your budget to see if you could afford it.
That's correct. And you also said, actually, give me one second. I'm just
okay.
To remind myself, I'm looking over your email right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course. So this was actually the package that I had sent you. Excuse me. Sorry. I've been fighting this allergy. This was our ideal package, which is two of our programs that are combined into one package. So it gives you the whole breakdown where the initial, like that first month setup, is $199 goes to your local programming and maintenance, and $100 goes to the Facebook ads that we're managing, right? And then there's that one-time $250 application fee, which is for Google's pay-per-lead program. So basically, that $299, the $100 and the $199, is covering the local SEO, first page placement within the local map, content creation on Bing. Our directory submission is always Yelp, Apple Maps, and then Facebook advertising is included. And then we also cover the mobile platform, right, which covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets, okay? And then I also believe you don't currently have a website, right?
Right.
So we were going to include the website. So where it says my site, that is not an additional cost because I was including the website for you, okay? So we would build you a website, host it, and attach it where you're listed, okay? So every month, that $299 is an automatic charge, fixed flat rate. Then when you look at where it says additional costs, okay, that is for Google's pay-per-lead program, where that lead comes to you in the form of a phone call. You do not share it with anyone, okay? It is only sent to you. And that profile, you'll see it at the very tippy top of the page, and it'll say sponsored, Google verified. So it takes 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved for that program, but it really depends, Pablo, how quickly you respond to the background check and submit your application, right? Now, once you're approved, you'll have an activation budget to turn on your leads of $351. And that'll give you up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads are $27, and it'll be deducted from that budget. Now, if somebody was calling you outside of electrical services, that is unqualified, and that lead will be credited back. If they are calling to solicitate you, like to offer you other marketing or to see if you're hiring, that is unqualified, and that lead will be credited back. What they consider a qualified lead is if you gave a price over the phone, right? You talked about an estimate. Or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that would be considered qualified. Google does have a tracking number that's assigned. It's actually linked to your phone. So they have the AI system set up that identifies the qualified and unqualified. However, Pablo, we have a team that is managing your account. So if they see that one slipped through the cracks, then they're going to dispute it with Google on your behalf to get that credit back. Okay? Does that make sense so far?
It does.
Now, let's say you only got one lead in that month, right? Which, I mean, I've never seen that happen. But let's just say you did. Then what is left over in that budget, it's going to roll over to the next month. So now that means that the following month, okay, you're only going to pay for the one lead that you received the month before because it rolled over. So you would be paying $27 for the lead to get the budget back up to $351, okay? This is aside from the $299 cost. Okay, because it's two separate programs that are combined in actually to one package. Now, with the leads, you can shut those off as many times as you need to for as long as you need to. There's no, like, limitation on that. Okay? So if you were going on vacation or you landed a bunch of projects and you're super busy, you just shut them off. And they don't go back on until you remove them, remove the pause. Okay?
Okay.
So basically how it would work is you would pay the $549 to get this all started. Every, let's say you start today, every 10th of the month, you're paying $299 automatically because that's covering the programming, the local SEO, the maintenance, Facebook ads, website, directory submission. Now, once you get approved for the Google Verified, which would be in like 4 to 8 weeks, depending, they will notify you of the approval and to see when you want to activate the leads, whether you are ready to activate them in 3 days or you say, call me next week or call me next month or I'm ready to activate them now. Then that's up to you. Okay?
Yes.
Now, I know when we talked, you were just saying, you know, I got to look at my budget and make sure that this is something that I could afford. So that's why I was following up with you.
Yeah. So, question about the $299 and the monthly budget release. Is it possible? I'm just trying to see what options you guys have.
Okay.
So let's say I was not to do $299, but just do lease. Or vice versa? Does it work like that or no?
You could start.
The programs combined into one.
Yeah. You could start with the $299 package, okay? And later on, if you want to upgrade to the pay-per-lead program, you can do that at any time. To start off directly with the pay-per-lead program, it's going to require that you at least have a Google Business profile with up to 5 reviews on it. And I didn't see a Google Business profile for you out there. So that's why we would have to at least start off with the $299 package. If I could
can you repeat that?
Okay. So.
About.
Could you start with the $299 package? Yes, you can. Okay. And later on, if you want to also upgrade to the pay-per-lead program, you can always do that at any time, okay? Now, in order for you to just start with the pay-per-lead program, to start with that program, you would have to have at least the Google Business Profile with up to 5 reviews. Right now, you only have 4. I'm sure it's pretty easy for you to get one more review, right? So we could start you off with that package if you wanted. Could I ask you this, Pablo? Because I want to see where I can help you if the 549 is a lot for you right now. Okay? So, do you feel the $549 is a lot for you to start this program, or is it because paying $299 and then that activation budget would be a lot for you?
So,
talk to me.
Yes. My concern is if I can get the same amount of leads with just having my Google business with 5 reviews, and my leads will be the same, everything will be the same. I don't see the point of getting the $299 package. So, because here's another question. Let's say you guys do the marketing for the $299, everything. Those leads that come from those platforms where marketing goes, will they count as the...
like the paper lead?
Yeah.
Like if,
is it the same thing, or will I get separate leads from that and then separate leads from that?
You're going to get separate leads from both. So let me explain to you how it works, okay? That $299 package, those are unlimited calls. It doesn't matter how many calls, how many jobs you get, you're paying that one flat rate, okay? If someone, and you'll know which calls are coming from where, okay? And I'll tell you how. So in your client dashboard, which is your tracking and reporting system with us, and you can even see this through the app that you'll download as well, you're going to be able to see which ones were the qualified leads from Google's pay-per-lead program, right? Because it'll say qualified or unqualified. And then you're going to know which calls were the ones that were coming from the Facebook ad or your website or coming from the Google local listing, because it's going to show you which ones are coming from what program. Now, when you answer a call, Pablo, from the paper lead, when it's an actual call from that, you'll hear the prompt say, I believe it says incoming Google verified lead. Okay, so you can even identify on that call that it's a lead actually coming from that program. You have to be able to identify it, because we don't ever want the calls that are coming from the Facebook ads to be confused with the calls that you're getting from the pay-per-lead. So you're going to have a tracking number that Google will assign to you, okay, for the pay-per-lead program. Google will assign that number to you, okay? It's not a number that we assign. Now, for the portion of the $299, we do put a local tracking number that is linked to your phone, so that way you can see what calls are actually coming from that $299 portion of the program, okay? So you're not confused as to, wait a minute, did that call, was that a lead, or was that call coming from the Facebook ad? So you're going to be able to identify it, because it's definitely going to be very distinct. But the answer to your question, could I start with either one of these packages rather than doing both? Yes, you can. Absolutely. Okay. Could I ask you, from the two that we've talked about in this one package, which one do you like most?
I mean, let me ask you a question. From your experience, what do you see works better for companies, for especially construction contractors?
I will always tell you this, Pablo. Number one product of Google is going to be their pay-per-lead program. Number one. That is one of Google's better products. I recommend it to anybody that qualifies for it and that it's available in their area. The reason that I offered you the other product, okay, the local SEO along with the Facebook ads, is because the Facebook ads are going to give you a quicker online presence, and Facebook ads retarget. Anytime that someone does a search on Google for your service and they go to their Facebook page, they're going to see your ad come up every single time. So your ad is a constant reminder. You're looking for an electrician. Here's the company that offers that. Okay. Now, you could retarget with those ads an audience by interest, income level, or location. Okay. Local SEO is going to get you in that local map where 90% of searches will start and stop. They don't have to know your company by name. Okay. But the reason that I offered you originally this ideal package is because it's giving you the best of all products, right? I don't even recommend Google Ads for you. Google Ads works, but let me tell you something. You have to invest so much money in Google Ads just to get a good conversion out of it, okay? And I do not recommend it. For you, you're going to do best with the Google's pay-per-lead program, okay? But if you asked me out of these two products, which one works best, the $299 or the Google's pay-per-lead program, I'm going to say the Google pay-per-lead program. Not because the other program doesn't work, but because with the Google pay-per-lead program, you have more control. People that call those that are part of that program is because they'll see that you pass the background check, you're licensed, you're insured, and you've met Google's requirements to be approved and part of that program. And so when people call you, it's because they know that you've been approved by Google, basically.
I see. And
make sense?
If you can, yes. I just try to understand how this works. So let's say I'm a customer, correct? How would I be able to reach an electrician like this who uses Google paper?
I'm just trying to understand.
Because you're saying I'm the only one who they're going to reach out to, correct?
Yeah, so for example, okay, you use Angie's, right? Home Advisor, Thumbtack, right? You use those kind of directories. Okay. Those kind of directories, Pablo, like I have explained to you before, they send you a lead, right? And that lead, you got to turn around and call it. You have their information, okay? And you got to call that lead. This is what Angie's does, right? Now, Angie's is not just sending that lead to you, Pablo. They're also sending it to two or three other companies that are your competitors. Okay? So all of you are paying for the same lead. Okay? You're all paying for the same lead. Whether you get the job or not. And that's why they tell you, okay, that you have to call the lead right away. And it's because that means someone is going to beat you to the call. Right? Make sense so far? Okay. So,
yes.
With Google, okay, I go on Google and I do a search for an electrician. Okay? I'm looking for an electrician near me, or best electrician, or whatever, right? The very first ones that I'm going to see at the very top of the page are the Google Verified program. That's Google's pay-per-lead program. Then I'm going to see the Google Ads, and then I'm going to see the Google Local Map, and then the organic, right? Well, when I'm looking at those Google Verified leads, the Google Verified profiles, I'm going to see pictures, website connected to their profile. I'm going to see I'm going to see your hours of operation, the cities that you target. I see a phone number. I click on it. Me being the client, potential client, I'm calling you directly. That's how it works.
Okay.
Okay. So you would then always be coming up as a top recommended option when they are searching up your services on Google.
Got it.
Does that make sense now?
So, it does. It does. And, one last thing. So let's say we do go with a paid per lead before we decide to move forward with ads.
I would go with the Google pay per lead program before going with Google ads. Google ads, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to put in a lot of money for those ads to even convert into a job.
I meant the $2.99 program.
Again, if I had to choose, I would say go with the Google guaranteed. If you can only go with one of them, go with the Google guaranteed.
Okay. And just to double check, you said there is no cancellation fee, so it's month-to-month basis. If I decide to stop, I just call you guys and we just end it there. Is that correct?
Yes. But I will tell you this. You need a website. Are you currently working on a website?
Yes and no. I can, before going, so you're saying before Google, guaranteed, you need a website, 100%.
Well, you don't need it, but it's, here's the thing. You've got to have a website. You've got to have a website in place. Because we want people to be able to land on somewhere if they're gathering more information or see the work that you do, right?
Right. Do you guys do just one time website build, or is it only a part of the program for 299?
Well, that's what I'm trying to look to see. If we can, I think I'm trying to see even if we charged you like a minimum monthly fee for the hosting and management of a website. So because the websites that we build here are going to also help with your like with the automatic settings, right, that they have to help you come up in the search results. Let me see if I can work out something for you. Okay, so what I could do is this, right? If we build you the website, okay, it's going to be a one-time $100 setup charge for the website, okay? We'll build you the website. And then monthly, it's a $49 hosting fee for the website. Otherwise, you're going to need to have a website. Because to be compliant with Google, they want you to have a website.
Okay.
Okay.
And,
so,
yeah.
So you would pay, like, let's say, for example, if you say, okay, Nadine, let's get the Google verified, that guaranteed program going. You would pay just the application fee and $100 for us to get a website set up for you. Okay. And then you'll have every month just a $49 charge for the website hosting and maintenance, okay? And then once you're approved for the Google Verify pay-per-lead program, then you have the activation budget. Once you turn on your lead.
Got it. And what does the maintenance fee mean? I understand, what goes into it?
The maintenance fee of the $49, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, so that is...
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. You were going to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, $49. So let's say you guys build a website, and there are some things that I would like change. You do the changes. It's a part of the $49 a month.
Correct. It's part of it. Yeah. Any changes that you need made, updates, you know, stuff like that. Yes.
And initially, when you guys build a website, do I have any say in it, or is just you guys build it?
Oh, no, of course you have say in it. No, of course. No, that's a good question. You're like, do I even get to tell you what I want on it? Absolutely. So, like, we'll create it. Like, we have our layouts, right? But we want to customize it to fit your business. So you might say, hey, we're going to attach my business logo, but can I get this color in the background? Or these are the pictures that I want to use. Let's go ahead and put my hours of operation, or just mention the counties that I target on the website. Stuff like that. You could even set it up. We can set it up for you where your clients can book appointments through your website if you wanted.
Gotcha. Okay. And same question. Let's say time comes and we need to part ways. What happens to the website?
Great question. So let's say you decide, hey, I want to discontinue services. You have the option to either have us continue to just host and maintain the website for $49 a month, okay, and we'll continue doing that, or you could purchase the domain. It's a one-time $99 charge. The domain is yours, but not the content. So you would just recreate your website. Now, if you already have a domain, we prefer to use your domain.
Okay.
Okay.
But you mean the content, what exactly?
Like meaning like all the content, everything that we did to create the website, that's our content. Your pictures are your pictures, but I'm talking about like our whole layout and setup, that's ours. So basically, you would just have a domain if you paid the $99 to buy it out.
Okay. Can I ask you if you have like an example website that you guys built for me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. Let me pull one up for an electrician just to kind of give you an idea. What I really love about our websites. And here's the thing, too. We can also add reviews from your customers on the website as well. Now, the websites that we build, I'm going to tell you, they are Google compliant and they are mobile friendly. It will adjust to the device that the person's looking at it from. So whether they're looking at it from their iPhone or if they're looking at it, you know, from their Android, you know, it's going to adjust to that device. So, you know, Pablo, it's not going to look like distorted. You know what I mean? I don't know if you've ever seen sometimes where I've seen some websites where I'm like, wow, it looks like it was cut off. So it's like totally doesn't look good. Like, you know, so let me send you this one. It's going to say Dave's Electric, but it's just to kind of give you an idea of it. Let me just send you this link. Are you driving? I hope you're hands-free. I'm so sorry. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, he's driving right now. Oh boy.
It's all good. Let me see. Are you going to send it over email?
I just texted it to you. Do you want me to send it to the email? Let me reply to the email.
No. I found it. I just double.
You got it? Okay.
Let me. Okay. Yeah, I got it. I'm opening it right now.
Okay.
So it adjusts to your either phone or tablet or anything.
Yeah, it'll adjust to any of the devices that you're looking at it from. So it doesn't look like all like, because you'll see there's three examples on there, whether you're looking at it from the desktop or from the mobile device or from the iPad. So it'll adjust to the size of it. So it doesn't look all weird.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing with the NDCs right now? How are those working for you?
I would say they're okay.
Well, are you at least able to make contact with them?
With the customers?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Good.
Yeah, like 75% of them always pick up the phone, other ones text or something. But yeah, they're okay. It's just the biggest thing, like you're saying, they have a lot of options. No, they have a few options, and they their main thing is the price. So they always go with the cheap price.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they don't look at the value as much as the price. So yeah.
Yeah.
So right here for this specific website.
Uh-huh.
Let's say I didn't like the colors or even like the fonts or
you could things. Yeah, you could say I want a certain kind of font. Can you guys like for the background photo, can you use this type of a photo? They're going to customize it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we like to give you the layout. Because you see how you hover over the services part about the gallery. So when they hover over the services, it's going to give them the drop down of the different services that you offer. Do you see that?
Okay.
One
second. Services, yes. And then you can press on each service individually?
Yep. Mm-hmm. You can press on each one individually. Correct.
And for example, how would this be built and maintained? Is there a specific person that would be assigned? And
yep.
That would be my personal
You would
contact?
Have... Yes, you would actually have a team that's dedicated to your account, okay? So with that being said, you have a team dedicated to your account that's managing it, managing the Google Verified Lead Program as well. We have a specific web team. So even if you were like, listen, I need to meet with someone to kind of go over some changes I want made, they can even schedule an appointment for you to go over specific changes. We want to make sure that our clients are being serviced, right? So we have a great team that's very dedicated. They're the experts. We have the department with the websites, the department that handles the Google Verified profile program. So we have a specific department that handles the Facebook advertising. So, you know, everybody has their specialty, right? In what they do. Okay.
Hello?
Oh, I'm here.
Sorry, I lost you for a second.
It's okay. No worries.
I see. So you would say, to go back to the initial question, biggest thing, to be qualified, 5 reviews on the page, and then,
Uh-huh.
and the website.
Yep.
Well, that's for the Google Leads, Google Guaranteed?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So that's pretty much the minimum. And is there an initial payment to get started with Google Guaranteed, or do I just start paying the monthly budget?
No, you would pay the application fee of $250, the $100 to get the website going, the setup. So you'd be paying $350, right? And then every month, on the 10th, you pay $49 for the hosting and maintenance fee for the website. You're not being charged for the leads yet until you're approved for the Google Verified Guaranteed program. And that can take 4 to 8 weeks, remember, Pablo, because it determines how quickly you submit your application and respond to your background check. Okay?
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. So again, so I'm gonna just write it out. $100 for the setup of the website, and then $50 a month.
Yes.
That's it. That's initially. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the website. And and then when we're looking at Google Leads, there's no initial fee.
You just have to pay the application fee, which is $250. That is the application fee. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So initially it would be $350. Once the website is up, $50 a month.
Yes. Correct.
And then $350. Okay. I see. And then if in the future I do decide to move with the Google Ads and the $299 package, will it still be up for to sign up for?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You can do that at any time. Yeah. Mhm. You can do that at any time. You know, even if, like, let's just say, okay, even if you only wanted us to do the local SEO with the Google Guaranteed, okay, the local SEO would be $199, and that's going to give you the local SEO. That would include the website, too, and then you would pay the $250 application fee, right? But you would have that $199 every month. It wouldn't have the hosting fee because we're doing your local SEO, too, right? Which is basically the $299 package with no Facebook ads. Make sense? So that's another option for you too, but we don't do local SEO just by itself, because by itself alone, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't do anything for you. It won't bring you the results that you're going to need as quickly as you would want them. It's minimal, because the areas that you target, local SEO isn't just going to reach those areas. You know what I mean? But it is an option for you too.
Okay. And let's say there is an area where I live, but I want to work, let's say, like 45 minutes away and a little bit like in different neighborhoods.
Yeah, the Google Guaranteed, the paper lead program would cover that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like only within like 5 mile radius or wherever.
Right. It's not only within the 5 mile radius.
Okay.
Okay. Any questions, or how do you feel about what we've been discussing? Do you feel that this might be more, a little bit more suitable with you rather than starting with the $299 package?
Yes. Yes. I think first I'll need to work on that one review.
I'll be honest with you. By the time you get that one review, I mean, it's not going to take you that long. I'll tell you that much. I wouldn't allow just the one review to hold you back. You know what I mean? You can get that one review pretty quickly. I don't see you having a problem doing that.
Okay, and another thing. If I decide to move just with Google Guaranteed, it will be application fee $250 and then $350 budget per month.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
$351 budget. But you remember, you've got to have the website. So we have to implement the website with that. Correct. Okay.
Okay. It's just I'm thinking potentially one of my family members, he builds websites, so maybe I'll just do it on my own pretty much. So
okay. Yeah, how soon?
Yeah.
I would say if they could get your website up within a couple weeks would be best. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So at least you have the website, you know. But yeah. So when do you feel that this is something you would want to start?
You're saying 6 to 8 weeks to get approved.
Yeah, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks to get approved.
Mm-hmm. Mm, 4 to 8, okay. Can we do this? I already asked to call me back, but if you can call me back next week on Monday and we can start the Google Guaranteed just on the phone.
Okay. When next week?
Monday.
Okay. Any specific time?
I would say sometime in the afternoon.
Afternoon? Okay. I can do that. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good then. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Yes. Thank you so much for answering all my questions. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Pablo. And so I'll speak with you, you said Monday, right? Afternoon?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. I'll talk with you on Monday, okay?
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good- Bye.